They walked around the square holding signs and wearing T-shirts with the message, Justice for Jose. They're referring to an early May confrontation between Jose Hernandez Rossi and two Buffalo police officers in the city's Black Rock section. Hernandez Rossi was fatally shot by Officer Justin Tedesco, who thought his partner Joseph Aquino was shot by the civilian. Javier Rossi was Hernandez Rossi's cousin.
Nobody's asking, they're not giving us answers. And when we try to ask questions, they don't want to give us nothing. Why? Let it out. Let us know what's going on here with this investigation. We're just sitting back not knowing why our family member got shot in the street and left there for over an hour for no reason.
The state attorney general's office is now handling the investigation. Attorney Nelson Torrey represents Hernandez Rossi's family and says their own investigation determined their loved one was the victim of a homicide. Torrey was asked if witnesses may have recorded the incident with their smartphone video cameras.
We've released what evidence we're in a position to release at this time. We've released what we can about the investigation to date. I wish I could tell you more, but we want to be respectful of the Attorney General's investigation and let that conclude itself.
Because the state attorney general is now investigating, neither Buffalo Police nor the Erie County District Attorney are commenting. D.A. John Flynn explained last month that the attorney general has the power to step in when a case involving a death by police officer raises questions as to whether the victim was armed. During last month's news conference, Flynn stated that Officer Aquino believed he was shot. However, no gun was ever found, and a previously published report suggests his wounds may have been caused by an airbag that discharged in Hernandez Rossi's vehicle. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.